Simon Membez, Siv Gimel. This is a sif about setting aside a bag to be the tefillin bag, and once it has that allocation, you cannot use it for other things that don't have the kedusha of tefillin. So, suda the asmenei the meisavot tefillin the oilon, a person who prepared this bag to put the tefillin inside of it, so they should be there for permanently, for it should be for permanent use for tefillin. The tzabei tefillin, chadzimna, and then he put the tefillin in one time. Also, the meitzah bezuzah. You cannot use it for putting things that don't have kedusha. There's a lot of protim in this, and we'll try to go through most of them. Number one is, we see from here that the fact that you prepared it for tefillin, till you put the tefillin inside, does not yet have a kedusha. The preparation is not enough. You need a combination of two things. You prepared it by saying, I want this to be for tefillin, or you made it specifically for putting tefillin inside it, and also it was used one time. The question is, if it was used one time, after you prepared it for to be a tefillin bag, what happens if you just put it in for a short period of time with your plan to take it out? Is that considered used already? So the halacha is, if it was made to be a tefillin bag, or you took a bag and then you put decorations on it and letters on it to make it miyuchad for tefillin, then even if you put it on for a short period of time, with intent to take it out, it already has a din of a tashmish kedusha and it remains with its kedusha. You can only use it for tefillin and the like. And when you finish using it, then you have to put it into the geniza. If you didn't make it specifically for tefillin, it was a regular bag, and in your mind, or more than that, you said that you want it to be now a tefillin bag. So you didn't do a physical act, you just said that you want it to be a tefillin bag. So, well, here's the discussion. If you said clearly you want it to be permanently a tefillin bag, then that's considered hazmona. And then afterwards, if you put the tefillin inside of it, it becomes also the oilon, unless you specifically said that you want it to be there for a short period of time. It's going to be there for a short period of time. So here it's a little more lenient than the first case, because here you didn't make it as a tefillin bag, you just designated it to be a tefillin bag. So over here, if you clearly said that you when you put in the tefillin, I'm putting it only temporarily, it does not yet get the kedusha. If a person says, I want to put my tefillin on this thing, and doesn't specify that he wants to do it le'olam for permanent, that's a machlekes achreidim. So we're going to take the most stringent opinion, it's going to come out that if a person said, I want to put my tefillin in this bag, and then astam we say that it means for permanent use, then it will not have kedusha. But if you put in the tefillin stam, it will get kedusha even after you take out the tefillin. So you have to, in such a case, you have to be careful to say that I'm putting it only in the tefillin for temporary use. But something that you bechlav didn't say anything before you put the tefillin, you just put the tefillin in a bag temporarily, even though you put the tefillin in the bag, it doesn't have any kedusha. Number two, in order to have the kedusha, it's only something that's miyuchad for tefillin. But if you designated that bag for both the tefillin and the talis or something else, it does not have kedusha, because the kedusha is by the fact that it's miyuchad for the tefillin. Number one, this has to be done the first time you use it, because if initially you use it only for tefillin, it has kedushas tashmishe tefillin, it doesn't help afterwards to say, oh, now I want to use it for other things. And there's a third point, that if the tefillin are wrapped up in one covering and then you put them into a second thing. So the rule is tashmish and kedusha are things that are serving the kedusha directly. But something that's on top of that, the second covering, does not have kedusha. So here is a discussion. When you have the tefillin on the tefillin boxes, that are plastic boxes, do we say that, oh, they're in the box, and the mail of the tefillin bag does not have kedusha? So here, there are opinions that are lenient, because for mice that the tefillin themselves are covered up, there is a tzad to be machmir, because the yud on the knot of the shelyad and the knot of the shelrosh, there is a tzad to say they also have a din of a kedusha, because they also represent the yud and the dalet of the Shem Hashem. A mice, there is definitely room to be lenient on this situation. So once they're in the plastic coverings, then the tefillin bag doesn't have the kedusha of tashmish kedusha, it's only tashmish to tashmish. Like we said before, if you want to be yotzei all the shitas, so when you're putting the tefillin, lachatchila put in whatever, if he puts has something else, a mirror or something else together with it, then it's tashmish of both of them. And it won't have a din of tashmish kedusha either.